Today being the 13th day of Ramadan, 1442 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 25th April, 2021 years after the era of Anabi Isa alayhi salam, our tafsir from the Faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria, continues from the 12th ayah in Surat Sajidah. Ustaz Abdulmumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us while our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Al-Kana will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو ترى ربنا أبصرنا وسمعنا فارجعنا نعمل صالحا إنا موقنون. ولو شئنا لآتينا كل نفس هداها ولكن حق القول مني لأملأن جهنم من الجنة والناس أجمعين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناس الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. ولو ترى إذ المجرمون ناكسوا رؤوسهم عند ربهم ربنا أبصرنا وسمعنا فارجعنا نعمل صالحا إنا موقنون. ولو شئنا لآتينا كل نفس هديها ولكن حق القول مني لأملأن جهنم من الجنة والناس أجمعين. الله تبارك وتعالى is telling us after he has said قل يتوفاكم ملك الموت الذي أكل بكم ثم إلى ربكم ترجعون. After the angels have caused these people to die, their life have been taken. As from the time that a person is dying, all that he used to deny, he will see it plain. He now knows for sure that whatever he has denied before that he has been told, this is the truth has come. Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. The Quran, one of the biggest tests is that you have to believe in the unseen. You have to believe in the unseen. But when you are going to believe in the unseen, you will also use your intellect to know that the belief in the unseen has become compulsory for you. Like we said, you find yourself a child. How did you become a child? If you don't believe in what you did not see, that your mother told you, I held you in my womb for so many months. You came out when you were a child. This is how you do. Which day was I giving birth to? You are giving birth to this day. Did you see those days? You didn't. From there, a human being, you must believe in the unseen. But not anything unseen. But what is unseen from somebody who is the best, most reliable person to you. That's why the Prophet is, and all the prophets put together, they are the most reliable of human beings that have ever existed. You will never see them fail in their promise. You will never see them tell lies. You will never see that they have anything that is close to lack of intelligence. They are people blessed with wisdom. When you have seen a person like that is talking to you, you have to believe him. You have been told you are going to die. You have been told this world was created. You have been told you came here to be examined, to be evaluated. When you finish, you are either going to paradise or you are going to hell. He said no. But the day the angel of death, you see him, then you will know that everything that you were told was truth. Because this death, Israel, is the angel of death. He is the one that is asked to take the life of every person that will go. Even if you are killed by somebody with a gun, it's still Israel that is going to come and take the life of the person. Angel Gabriel, his own is to bring all the books, all the news, anything that has to do with information from Allah to mankind, he's the one that brings it to the prophets. In the case of Mikael, the rain, all the blessings that comes, the Ni'mah that comes to the world, he's the one that brings it. Israfil, he's the one that blows the trumpet. When the trumpet is blown, then everybody will go back. The whole world will end. But in the case of Israel, he's the one who takes the life of everybody. So here we are told, Olawatari ibn Mujirimuna, Na kisuru osim inda rabbihim. This day, immediately they die, they have seen the truth, and on the day of judgment, you see them put their head down before their Lord. Rabbana, they will call Allah, with a name that if you call him, he will normally answer you. We have said before, there are five names that are very strong names of Allah, that all of them are put in our Salah. Allah, Rabb, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik. In Salah, Alhamdulillah, Allah, Rabbul Alamin. Alhamdulillah, Rabbul Alamin. Rabbi, this Rabbu, the name of Allah, that you say in Rabbul Alamin, if you beg Allah with it, most often Allah will give you. Ya Rabb. Ya Rab, Allah, give me this. Then, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Beg Allah with Ar-Rahman, he will give you. To the extent the Prophet said, when you are going to name your child, it's good to always name your child Abdullahi or Abdurrahman. Then Rahim, Abdurrahim. Rahim, the same thing, if you beg Allah with it. Malik is the name of Allah, the king, or the owner. These five names, all the time we are saying it in our Fatiha to Kitab, in Salah. They will tell Allah, Rabbana, O our Lord, Absarna, we have seen. Sami'na wa Absarna, Absarna, Sami'na, Na'amas Salihan, Farji'na, Na'amas Salihan, Inna Mokinun. O Allah, return us back to the world. We are going to do good work. We have known that what we are told is true. Allah said, they are liars. Allah ruddu la'adu limanuhu anhum wa innahum lakazibun. Even if they were returned back to the earth, they would soon return back to what they were doing. We are going to see at the end where Allah will tell us that he normally brings punishment to ask so that people can go back from the evil they are doing, but they will not. So this is it. Then Allah is now telling us, رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِيْنَا فَرْجِيْنَا نَمَسَلِهِ إِنَّا مُكِنُونَ وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَآتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَيْهَا. Allah said, وَلَكِنْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ مِنِّي. Allah said, you want to go back? Why? So that you can be guided? No, that's not the purpose of an exam. When exam was conducted, it was conducted so that we can know the hierarchy of everybody. Who is first class? Who is second class? Even in that second class, what is their grade? What is the CGP of every person? And hereafter, Allah said, وَلَلْ آخِرَةِ أَكْبَرْ دَرَجَاتٍ وَأَكْبَرْ تَبْدِيلًا. Today we only have grading of five. Is that not so? The grading hereafter is much, 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 much more than that. The rules of exam will be defeated if we allow you to come back and you do another exam. In any case, when a person is dying, between him and hereafter is what you call barzakh. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. This barzakh is like the gasket between life and afterlife. And it's like a bridge. Immediately you cross it, the bridge is taken away. How do you come back? There's no bridge for you to come back. That's why Allah is saying that. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَآتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَيْهَا. If it is that it is not exam we are looking for, we wanted everybody to come to paradise, everybody to succeed and just have A, they will have given everybody their guidance from the first instance. ولكن حق القول مني. The statement from me is the statement of truth. لأملأن جهنم من الجنة والناس أجمعين. It's a promise that this لأملأن جهنم من الجنة والناس أجمعين. This hellfire, I'm going to fill it with mankind and the jinn. Since they are going to be filled, the mankind has to choose where that is going to be part of it, then he will be part of it. You have chosen. We're not going to allow you to go back. This is it. So everybody, today, you have the right to choose. You are in the college today. You are in the university today. You have the right to choose whether you want to pass or you want, whether you want to fail. If you go to the class regularly, you do your assignments regularly, the minimum you are going to come out with a 2-2. That's the minimum. But if you put more effort, it's very easy for you to come out with 2-1. If you put extra effort, you can come out with a first class. But if you are not going to classes, you are not doing your assignments, what you are asked to do by a teacher, you are not doing it, you don't even trust your teacher, then for sure you are going to fail. If every time you go to the class, the first thing you harbor in your mind about your teacher is that this man is telling me the truth. Let me listen to him and study what he's teaching me, because I am going to be examined on it the same way you are supposed to do with every prophet. When Prophet Muhammad is talking, when you hear the Quran is being recited, listen attentively. What is this saying? Allah is going to test me with what he's saying. Let me pass it. Let me be among the first class. And you will be. Allah shina la atina kulla nafsin hudaha. ولكن حق القول مني لأملأن جهنم من الجنة والناس أجمعين. Allah is going to fill the hell with mankind and demon. It is said that on the day of judgment, after all that are going to hell has gone to hell, Allah will ask hell, Halim Talaat, are you filled? Inam. Had min mazid, are there more to come? Because to show you that Allah does not intend that human beings themselves will be so plenty to fill hell. Hell is so big, yet it will not, people that are there, it will not fill anywhere. Then it is then Allah will put his leg of vanquishing, Kadamul Jabbar, on hell. And you see the head say, oh, God, it's enough, it's enough, it's enough. The leg of Allah is put on the hell. So let us all try not to enter hell. Nobody is, Allah does not want anybody to be a kafir. But if you are a kafir, you must enter, of necessity enter hell.
فَذُوقُوا بِمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا نسيناكم وذوقوا عذاب الخلد بما كنتم تعملون.
وذوقوا بما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا إنا نسيناكم وذوقوا عذاب الخلد بما كنتم تعملون. Allah will be telling them, فَزُوكُوا بِمَا نَسِيْتُمْ لِقَايَكُمْ هَذَا. Therefore, taste of the punishment of hell. For that you have forgotten that you are going to come to meet us today. وَزُوكُوا عَذَابَ الْخُلْدِ. Taste an everlasting punishment. بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. What you used to do. People will say, if somebody was on earth for just a few moments, why would he be punished forever? Because the work he did is forever. Anything that you do to a person that is living, then that work is short-lived. Anything that you do to the realms of foreverness, then that work is forever. If you are to offend a person, that person is just living in this world for a short period. You can easily appease him. So what you have done is limited, because you offended a person is limited. If you are to see a tree and you cut it for no purpose, you have done something wrong. But since the tree itself has a lifespan, then the sin that you have committed
is limited. But if you commit a sin to Allah, Allah is unlimited, therefore that sin is unlimited. So let us all understand this. A person who denies the Quran, Quran is the attribute of Allah, his speech. If you don't accept the Quran, whoever you are, a letter in it, if you don't accept it, then forever you will be in hell. Because which means you have offended the realm of foreverness. So let us be very careful. That's what Allah is saying here. Fazuku bimana sitim liqa'a yawmikum haza. You forgot that one day you are going to come here. Where you are coming to now, you have committed an offense here, and here is forever. And we too, we have forgotten about you, you will be in the oblivion like that. Wazuku azab al khuldi bima kuntum ta'malun. You did the work in a place that was limited, but the work you did was unlimited. Infinity. No matter how much you take away from it, it's still infinity. No matter how much you add to it, it's still infinity. Any offense done towards the divine realm is an infinite offense. Any offense done towards the finite realm is a finite offense. So it's very easy for you to seek forgiveness. You are forgiven. That's why Allah said, "Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna zalik liman yasha." If you commit shirk, you have denied Allah forever and ever. It's not just today, because Allah is forever. So let's be very careful not to commit sins that will be a sin that is an infinite sin that cannot be wiped away. May Allah forgive all of us.
إنما يؤمن بآياتنا الذين إذا ذكروا بها خروا سجدا وسبحوا بحمد ربهم وهم لا يستكبرون.
إنما يؤمن بآياتنا الذين إذا ذكروا بها خروا سجدا وسبحوا بحمد ربهم وهم لا يستكبرون. Who are those that believe in Allah, that their belief is unlimited, their belief is infinite? Who are those? Innama yu'min bi ayatina. It is these people that believe in our signs. Innama yu'min bi ayatina alladhina idha zukkiru biha. They are the ones that when they are reminded of these our signs, kharru sujadan, you see them prostrate straight on the ground. Innama yu'min bi ayatina alladhina idha zukkiru biha kharru sujadan wa sabbahu bihamdi rabbihim. You hear him say, Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Subhanallah. وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. They are never haughty or proud to put their face immediately on the ground or to submit to the signs of Allah. Every day, Allah is asking you, look at the firmament. أَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرٌ. Allah is always asking you, are you not looking at the camel that you are always, you are on top of it, going about? When you are on the camel, you look up, the next thing you see is the sky. Are you not looking at that sky? How, don't you see how it has been raised? Are you not seeing the mountain, Kaifanus, but how it has been well established? Well, at the Kaifanus, are you not looking at the earth, how expanse it is? This world is round, anywhere you see it as flat. When you look at all this, are you not seeing that these are signs of Allah? Then when they come now and they remind you in the Quran, you have been seeing the signs of Allah, you are seeing the tree, you are seeing yourself, you are seeing how you walk, you are seeing your eyes seeing, you are seeing your ears hearing. Then you are now reminded in the Quran, what should you do? Prostrate straight to Allah. Fall down. And we said that Prophet ﷺ, every Friday morning he used to recite this surah in the first rakah. When he recites and he comes to this place, he will come down straight on the ground and prostrate. Then he will stand up and continue the first rakah. And he will finish the surah before going to his proper rukuu. In the people that are intelligent, ulul albab, Allah said them, who are these? Allazina yatafakkaruna ulul albab, allazina yatafakkaruna fi khalqis samawati wal ard
These are people that always they are tatajafe junubu an malaji aduna rabbam khawfan wa tawan wa marzaqnahum yunfikun. They are the ones that all the time you see them, they don't just sleep. They are thinking of Allah, they are worshipping Allah. So Allah is telling us, inna ma yubil adna lizna iza rubiha kharru sujadan wa sabbahu bihamdi rabbihim wa hum la yastakbirun. Anytime we go out, we see the firmament, we see the sun, Allah told us is the one that has created them and subjected them to us. When we come to the Quran and we see Allah mentioning these things, it should make us to quickly prostrate to Allah and know that Allah has made these things because of us, and yet they have never failed us. And we should thank Allah, saying Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Subhanallah al-Azim, Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Subhanallah al-Azim.
تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. These would have believed in Allah, that when you remind them of the signs of Allah, they fall down. What do they do? Tatajafe junubuhum an al-madaji. You see them that where they are supposed to be sleeping, their sides are not on the bed. Tatajafe junubuhum an al-madaji. What are they doing? Yat'una rabbahum. They are calling unto Allah. How? Khawfan, in fear. Watama'an, and in longing. Khawfan watama'an. Wa marzaqnahum, and in trying to seek for Allah's pleasure out of what you are giving them, they are spending it. Yunfikun, they spend it. Here, Allah said, Alladhina yazkurun Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqis samawati wal ard. Anytime the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he wakes up at night, he takes his chewing stick, he thanks Allah for waking him, then he looks at the sky. The person who says inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahari la ayatin li ulil albab alladhina yazkuruna Allaha qiyaman wa qu'udan wa 'ala junubihim wa tawakkaluna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila subhanaka wa qina 'adhaban nar. Up to the end of Surah Ali Imran, he will be saying this. This verse is telling us of the importance of qiyamul layl. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, when he had a dream that he was at the edge of falling inside a fire and something was holding him back, and he did not fall inside the fire, he came and told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet said, Abdullah ibn Umar, you are one of the best or good people in of this ummah, but you don't stand up at night to pray. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar said from that day he never desisted from praying at night, saying his prayers at night. There was another time, Rasulullah SAW, he was saying that inna fil jannati laghurfatan yura batinha min zahirha wa zahirha min batinha, that there is a particular part in paradise, the castle there, when you are inside it you can see the outside, when you are outside it you can see the inside of the beauty. They say it's for who? They say it's for those who that used to stand up at night to pray, and those people that they always tell assalamu alaikum, you shall salam, anybody they say assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum, wait, am to am. This people, anytime they see a visitor come, come and eat, come and take, they are hospitable. These three qualities, they have it. Then the Sahabas were saying, who among us can be standing every time at night to pray, sir? All of you are doing it. Anybody who comes to pray Maghrib and does not sleep to Isha'i and prays Isha'i, it's like he has stood up half of the night to pray. Anybody who is present in the mosque to pray subhi prayer is like he has prayed the whole of the night. So always let us try to attend Maghrib prayer. Let's engage ourselves in zikr between Maghrib and Isha. Look at this, Diyaniya people, they will always engage themselves in istighfar, salati and the Prophet, la ilaha illallah before Isha. Then after Isha, try to say your shafi and water before you go and sleep. It's like you have stood up half of the night. Also try to be in jam'i for subhi prayer. You have prayed the whole of the night. here, all these things is an encouragement. Allah is not making it compulsory for everybody that you must stand up at night. But for the Prophet, it was made compulsory to him. Ya ayyuhal muzammilu, kum al-layla illa qalila. Nisfahu aw anqus minhu qalila. Aw zid alayhi wa rattil al-Qur'an tartila. Oh you, the one that is covered, stand up at night. Except a little of it, that is two-thirds of the night. Nisfahu, or half of it, aw anqus minhu qalila, or take away from it to become one-third. Aw zid alayhi, or increase in it to become two-thirds. What a tilil Quran tartila. When you do that, just be reciting the Quran. Because in the Nashat al-Layl, he ashad wat an wa aqwamukila. It's in the night that you can stand up between you and Allah and you get a lot of messages from Allah. The Prophet, for him, it is compulsory that he prays, he stands up at night. Sayyidah Aisha one day, she was sleeping and she did her hand like this and he touched the leg of the Prophet. She continued to sleep, and by the time she still did that, close to the morning, her hand touched the legs of the Prophet, and the leg had swollen. Then he asked the Prophet, what is all this? Did Allah not say, لِيَكُرِ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَكَدَهَا مِنْ زَبِّكُ وَمَا تَأَخَرَ? Allah not said that, even if you have anything, he has forgiven all your sins, past and the future. The Prophet said, أَوَ لَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا? Will I not be a grateful servant of Allah? If Allah has forgiven me, will I not stand up and be thanking Him and be grateful to Him? So the Prophet, this is what he used to do. Mu'az bin Jabal, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one day he said he was traveling in the company of the Prophet. Then he was lucky. The movement took him and he came close to the Prophet. He said, O Prophet, can you tell me of the work I will do? يُدْخِلْنِي الْجَنَّةَ وَيُبَائِدْنِي عَنِ النَّارِ. A work that if I do, it will move me inside paradise and to take me far away from hell. Then he said, Prophet, look at him. And he said, لَأَكَلْتَ سَأَلْتَنِي أَنْ أَزِيمِي. You have asked me of something that is very mighty. وَإِنَّهُ لَا يَسْرِيرٌ لِمَنْ يَسْرَهُ اللَّهُ لَهُ. By Allah, it's going to be easy for the one that Allah has made it easy for. Worship Allah, don't accept anything with Allah. Establish Salah properly. Give Zakah, pass the Ramadan, and go to Hajj. Then he said, the Prophet looked at him again and said, will I show you Abwab al Khair, the doors of good, the doors that this, any of them you follow, is goodness you get. He said, Bale Ya Rasulullah. He said, then, Asawmu Jannatu. Fasting is a seal, is a shield between you and evil. Then, sadaqa tutfiru khati'ata. If you give sadaqa out or you give zakah out, it wipes out evil deeds that you have done. Just the same way water will kill fire. Then he asked him again, Allah, أخبرك رأس الأمر وأموده وذروة صنامه. Will I not tell you this affair, what is its foundation? What is the support that raises it up? And the top of it, how you get to the top? He said, Bali Ya Rasulullah, all Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell me. رأس الأمر and Islam. This affair, the foundation of it is Islam. Always submit to Allah. Without any question, without any holding back. Then, what is the support? Imaduhu, as-salat imaduhu. This salah is what differentiates you between a non-Muslim. Don't ever allow salah to miss you in jam'i. Then, what is the red salamihi? How do I get to the top? It's a jihad. Always struggle. Strive. Don't just stop. Continue to strive. Physically, spiritually, bodily, morally. Be striving. Don't ever be pleased with where you are today. وَلَا تَرْدَعَ النَّفْسِكَ وَلَا تَرْجُ. Don't ever be pleased with yourself. Don't ever be hoping that, oh, I will get this, I will get this. Sense of entitlement, take it away from yourself. Always be looking at yourself. Look at, I heard that Sahabas, they used to do this. Up to now, I cannot do this. Look at Sheikh Ibrahim Yasser in his poem. Fa'ahin li Ibrahim inda mahakaza. Fa'ahin li Ibrahim in lam tudariki. Oh Ibrahim, woe unto you if you continue to live like this. Woe unto you if you don't try to get to where the Sahabas got to. This is how you should. Any situation you are in, don't be satisfied with yourself. So for you to get to the top, you have to fight hard, jihad. Then you now ask him, Allah Adul look at Allah Akbar Khabim Allah is Arika Kulli. What can you use to tie all these things together? Will I not show you? Bale Ya Rasulullah, oh Prophet of Allah, tell me. He said, the Prophet brought out his tongue and held it. Kufa alayka hadha. Always take care of this and hold it. Are we going to be held? With what? We are talking with, again, it's going to be our problem. May your mother believe you. What is it that takes human being easily with his face falling in straight to hell more than the harvest of his tomb? Nothing. Which means, if you cannot engage your tongue in doing something good, then keep it inside the prison. The ulama, they said, if there is anything that has to be in prison more than any other thing, he said, it's a tongue. Said, Allah himself has shown that it should be in prison. He said, there is a vocabulary proof that is in front of the tongue, and then there is a door that is closed behind it. The teeth is a non-vocabulary proof. Then the lips is another door. You have to open your teeth, open your lips before you bring your tongue out. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyakul khayran aw liyasmut. Whoever believes in Allah and the Day of Judgment, let him say what is good or keep quiet. So those engaged in zikr, the time they are doing zikr, are they using their tongue to say something bad? No. So engage your tongue. Don't engage your tongue in criticizing people. Engage your tongue in calling Allah and the Prophet. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Allah was saying last night, Allah was saying last night, Allah was saying last night, or you make Salati Fatih, or Salati Ibrahim, whichever one you know how to do. Be saying something good with your tongue. La ilaha illallah. La. So that your mouth is good to is used to say something good, or reciting the Quran. There are people who finish the Quran every 7 days. There are those who finish it every two weeks. There are those who finish it every one month. Which one are you in? There are those that they don't make less than 1,000 salati on the Prophet every day. Some 2,000, some 5,000, some 10,000, some 12,000. Every day. This is an ambassador, Alhaji Abdul Malik. As an ambassador of Nigeria, he was reciting salati party every day, 12,000. So get your mouth engaged. Get your tongue engaged. Not on people, but between you and God. That's why this book, Tatajabe Junubum, Anil Madaji, Yatuna Rabbahum, Khafa Mataman, Wayma Zaknahum Fikun. On Day of Judgment, again, this particular verse, Rasulullah said, Allah is going to say, everybody should come. Today I'm going to show people, Man Ahalul Karam, who are those that are in dignity, who are dignified people, who are those. أين الذين تجافي جنوبهم عن المراجع يدعون ربهم. Where are those that used to stand up at night, their sides are not on the bed, calling Allah, where are they? I'm going to show that you are the ones that are people of dignity today. الذين لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بهم عن ذكر الله. Where are those that they are going to trade and they are selling and buying, does not stop them from making zikr of Allah, where are they? Today I will show that you people are the people of dignity. I ask you that raise my own relationship and put down your own. Inna karamakum indallahi atqakum. You said no. Abaytum. Illa antakuna. Fulan bin fulan min fulan. No, this person is the son of this person. You showed I am the son of this person. That's what you want. Today I will show you man ahalul karam. All of them, where are they? People that are always doing zikr. People that are always turning up at night enter paradise without his son. That day Allah said, I will show you. Today, you used to say, son of this, son of that, I'll put it down. I'll raise my own today. Mm-hmm. So let us go to what Allah has raised. What Allah said, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The one that is most dignified. Because Allah said, Walakad karamna bani Adam. The children of Adam, all of you, came to this world dignified. If he goes low as far as suffering, he's one. Who brought himself down? If he goes up, it's because he fears Allah and does what Allah asks him to do, then he raises himself up. In akramakum indallahi atqakum. Raise yourself up. Not by criticizing people, by walking, by fearing Allah. Look at what the Prophet Lama listed here. Asam junnatu. Asarakatu to feel hatiyata. He didn't say here, criticize this one. We're not saying if we see somebody doing something bad, don't say it. But don't be looking for a needle in the middle of the desert. Anybody who wants to say that people of Zikr, the Sufis, what they are doing is bad. Anything that the Sufi is doing that is bad, is not Sufism. No. Anything that a Tijaniya is doing that is bad, is not Tijaniya. Tijaniya is istighfar, salati on the Prophet, and la ilaha illallah. If you criticize them, you are criticizing these Christians. Allah. Because today, you tell a Tijaniya, do what you want to do, but there is no istighfar, there is no salati on the Prophet, there is no la ilaha illallah. What remains? There's no Tijani. So this is what they are doing. Or you are saying that Allah said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, awfu bil uhud, awfu bil uhud. Oh, you that you believe, when you make a promise, fulfill it. You are saying you should not fulfill your promise to Allah. So, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Allah is telling us, let's not all just fall asleep, sleep throughout the night, wake up, even if it's 2 rak'ah, say it. You have your father, pray for him if he's no more alive. You have need from Allah, ask Allah. Yatuna rabbahu khawfan wa tama'an. Always when you are asking Allah, there are things that Allah can make you to go through and you suffer. Do any of you want to go hungry? No. Allah, please, this hunger, I see some people, they are not having food. Save me from it. Do any of you want to go without good clothes? No, Allah. Give me good clothes that if I wear, at least I will not be looked down upon. Ask Allah. Who are you going to ask? You want to have a good job? Oh, Allah, let me have a good job. I don't want to be dependent on my parents. Ask him. Because you are afraid of all these things. Then there are things that you are longing for. Allah, I want also to be a big man in this world. I also want to be a wali. I've been hearing that people are mentioned out there. On the day of judgment, I want to be that those that will enter paradise without his hand. Ask Allah. And then walk towards it. Allah will give you. What is Allah doing with it? May Allah make us to be among the big awliya of Allah. Among those that in this world we enjoy it, in hereafter we enjoy it. Among those that fear Allah, among those that stand up for Allah in the night, asking Him out of fear, out of longing for Him. Mujahid Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون
فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين Jaza'an bimaka mi'amadun. Allah Ta'ala said, what do you think that I have kept for this people that tatajabe jinubu an madaji? What do you think I have kept for them? Allah said, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أَقْوَى لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. Nobody knows. Nobody knows what has been kept for them. مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. What that their eyes, when they see, their eyes will feel so happy and cool. What is it? Jaza'an, as a reward, bima kanu ya'malu, with what they used to do. In another place, the Prophet Allah said, ma la ayn ra'at, wa la uzn sami'at, wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar qat. What eyes have never seen, ma la ayn ra'at, wa la uzn sami'at, what ears have never heard of, what the heart has never thought of, out of goodness, is kept for this people. Why is it that nobody knows about it? They used to wake up at night. Nobody knows that they are waking up at night. The same way, Allah is going to give them a reward that is so beautiful that He has also hidden from every other person. How many at times you see a person having a wife? To you, this wife, what is so beautiful that he loves in this lady? There is something in her that you don't know about her. Allah will hide some special qualities about her that only him, he knows these qualities. And you will say, this man is dying about this, his wife. What is it? There is something about her that you don't know about her. That's why beg Allah always for Allah to give you. Hide in doing good things. Then Allah will also hide your good things for people. People will not know how you are enjoying your life. They are just seeing you. On day of judgment, there are people that you will see what they are enjoying, you don't even know about it. You are in paradise, they are in paradise. They are enjoying something else that you don't know about. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنِهِمْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ.
أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking now, are you surprised that I am giving so much reward for people? Al-man kana mu'minan, is it that this one that believes and has believed, total belief, kaman kana fasikon, or is like this one that is a transgressor, a criminal? Last time, they are not the same thing. Look at us, you are in a town or in a village, you have a code. Don't do this, don't steal. This one believes in the code and is well behaved. How can you compare him to the criminal? All these things that are happening on the land for is criminals that are bringing them to us. Ma asawakum min musibatin bima kasabat aydikum. Whatever you see that is happening to people today is because of what our hands are bringing, the crimes we are committing, the evil that people are doing. And Allah said, why are you kasir? Allah forgives a lot and overlooks over a lot. If not, it will be worse than this. Always, this one, he is standing up early in the morning. He has said his prayers in Jami. He sits down. He is doing istighfar. He is doing salatu of the Prophet. He is saying la ilaha illallah. Later on, he takes other azkar. That's how he does it until day breaks. This is what he does every day. From there, he goes to work. At work, he tries not to cheat. He tries to be nice. He does his work to the best of his ability. Then he comes back to the house. When he comes back to the house, he is nice to his family. He does his whole prayer in Jami again. He stays and he does another nafila. Maybe he goes and he has his siesta. Asal, he prays again. After that, he sits down. He does his lazim again. Zikr, calling Allah, praying to Allah. Make his salati on the Prophet. Then, like that, he visits his friend. Then he comes back in the evening. He does his maghrib. He sits down in congregation of people. They are not talking vain talk, but they are all doing istighfar to Allah. They are all doing salati on the Prophet to Allah. They are all doing la ilaha illallah to Allah. After this, he does his isha, does his shaykh and wutr and go and sleep. How can you compare this one to the one that when he woke up in the morning, he looked at his diary, he's arranging names. Who is he going to collect bribe from today? How is he going to cheat this one today? When he goes to work, how is he going to look at the other woman? How is he going to do this dinner today? He plans it, then he wears the dress for it and he comes out. Then when he goes to work, this work that the time you got the work, you just applied for it, somebody gave you the work. Somebody wants that work today, you say he must give you bribe before he gets the work. Wallahi, you never profit from it. Go and write it down. Whoever you are, you cannot take bribery to give somebody work. Then you think that that bribe that you are taking from him, you will get blessing from it. Any meat that is used in growing out of your children, they will suffer for it. You too will suffer for it. Go and write it down. The hadith is there. How can you use haram? You eat haram. You wear haram. Your children, they are raised with haram. and then you think that you are going to see good. How? Aman kana mu'minan kaman kana fasikan? La yastaun, they are not the same thing. Then you that you say you are a imam, you come to preach, you see people doing this, all this evil, you abandon it. Then you go to the person worshiping under that, then is your enemy. Why is it that all these people that are saying that they want to correct Islam, the only people they want to correct are Muslims? Did you know how they become Muslims? These people that are killing people, they are killing Muslims, going inside mosque. Then you will be sure that Satan sent them to the Holy Spirit. They are sent by Satan. Satan of hidden Satan and open Satan. The same people that are funding them, where are they getting their money from? You are looking for money to eat. People are using money to buy rockets, to buy guns, to buy costly. Where are they getting the money from? If this money was used in doing sadaqah and zakah, would it not bring peace? That's why the government has to stand up. There is no way the hands of people of in government are not involved in this evil going on. The government has to stand up. People in government has to stand up. If not, it will eat them up. By the grace of Allah, those that are involved in this, it will eat them up. It will not eat other people up. By the grace of Allah. People are sitting down in their houses. They are kidnapped. On the road, they are kidnapped. People are just sitting down in their villages. They are sacked. Go to villages now, Bama, this. Go to Zamfara now. Almost nobody can farm. I am not one of those that will sit down and pray that may Allah bring this. No, may Allah cause them. If not, let you be killed and be broken into pieces and then ask that Allah forgive them. People are doing evil. Instead of you to ask that they should be called to order, you are saying they should be forgiven. Was your child one of those killed? Is your father one of those dismembered? And all this is being caused by people that say they are Muslims, they are ulama. Look at the preaching they are preaching. They teach children to hate their fathers. They teach children not to respect their mothers. And they said it is Islam they are doing. Somebody enters the mosque, he prays, then you call him a mushrik. What are you talking about? The whole world knows that whoever faces the Qibla and raises his hand is a Muslim. You say he's not a Muslim. If they ask people, he did not spread his leg like this. Now, when he stood up, he did not stand like this. When he's going to make a stand up, he's not just like this. Right. What is this? What Islam is about? Please, all of us, let us be good. To be good is not easy. It's not difficult to know. When you are doing evil, you have to defend your evil. That's why Allah is telling us here that the Jahil Jinubu and Madaji at Una Rabbahum, Hopa Mataman, when Malzak Nam Yubu, Palata Adam Nafsu, Mark Wella, Mikulat Ain, Jazan Makaria, Abmankana Mominan, Kamankana Pasakon, the one that is engaged in evil all the time, is it the same thing that the one that is having faith in Allah? Last time they are not the same thing.
أما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم جنات المأوى نزلا بما كانوا يعملون.
أما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم جنات المأوى نزلا بما كانوا يعملون. Just like their work is not the same thing. Their reward is not the same thing. أَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ For those that have faith in Allah وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ and are always doing good, righteous work, فَلَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْمَعَوِي When they get to the hereafter, they are going to have paradise that is their permanent abode, ma'awi. Nuzulan, that's where they are going to be descended into. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانَ فَلَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْمَعَوِي نُزُلًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ All this is because of the work they do. أَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْمَعَوِي نُزُلًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ So when they enter paradise, they are going to be there forever. This world is not a permanent home. You are just traveling and you came to the world and you are put inside a hotel to just stay there. You don't stay there and start thinking of how you are going to live there forever. يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ. You are building up wealth that you are going to live here forever. You will not leave. You will pass. You will leave the wealth behind. You are in the grave, and you see how your children will destroy that wealth. Do not benefit them. So those that do righteous work, Allah is going to give them Jannatul Ma'awi. This paradise is a special paradise that is prepared for them.
وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا فَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ النَّارِ الَّذِي كُنتُم بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ
فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا فَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ النَّارِ الَّذِي كُنتُم بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. What of these people that are used to committing crimes, doing evil, abusing their fellow brothers, not good to their relatives, not giving out the zakah, not giving out sadaqah? All they know is to kill this one, belie this one, do evil. فَمَا الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا فَمَا وَيْهُمُ النَّارُ. Day to day have their abode. What is their abode? An-nar, hellfire. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَن يَخَرُجُوا مِنْهَا. When they enter hellfire, is that all? They will wish to come out of it. Whenever they try to come out, they are pushed back inside. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَن يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا أُعِيدُوا بِهَا وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ. They will be pushed back and they will be told, ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ النَّارِ الَّذِي كُنتُم بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. ذُوقُوا. Taste this hellfire, that when you are in the world, you are wont to deny that it exists. Because whoever believes that Allah has hell and is afraid of it, you will cover your head. You will not even look at somebody else before you see his face. How can you see somebody sit down in the mosque saying La ilaha illallah and then you ask him to come out after you have read وَمَنْ أَزْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا إِسْمُهُ. Allah is saying, who is more unjust than this one that denies that in the mosque of Allah that his name should be mentioned? Even if you just this verse alone, if you fear Allah and you know that fire can touch you, wallahi, you will not go near it. Even if somebody was telling you that it's kufur they are doing. وَمَنْ أَزْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا إِسْمُهُ. That his name should be mentioned in the mosque. He said, who is more unjust than the one that would stop somebody from that the name of Allah, he should mention it in the mosque of Allah? And you now train young boys to be doing just exactly that, you are a fasik. That's what Allah is saying, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا فَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ. A fasik is not necessarily a kafir. A fasik is one that is transgressing from the path of Islam. He may be in Islam. Allah is saying, فَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ. His abode is hell. كُلَّمَا أَرَادُوا أَنْ يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ النَّارِ الَّذِي كُنتُم بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ وَلَمْ يَذِقْنَهُمْ.
وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ.
وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Allah is saying that out of his mercy for mankind, when they have committed sin, he makes them to still continue to live. He does not destroy them. And he tries to take them to their senses. How? وَلَنَزِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى. We are going to make them to taste punishment that is less than the permanent punishment in this world. دون العذاب الأكبر that is less than the punishment, the greater punishment of the hereafter. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So maybe they will turn back from the evil they are doing. Some of them, Allah will give them sickness. Ordinary fever or other sicknesses. In that sickness that you are in, what are you going to call? Why you are? Calling Allah because you know nobody can save you. In that sickness, the people that you think are your enemies, some of them came to visit you. Those that you think are your friends, some of them came to visit you. Some of them that you think are very close to you, you did not even see them. When everybody is coming like you start to remember, and if I'm able to come out of this, I will never do this again. I will never do this again. But some of them, after they come out, even from their sickness, they go back. Some people, it's alcohol they are taking. They are alcoholics. Some, it is stealing. Some, it's armed robbery. They are doing all this, then suddenly they fall sick. As they fall sick, the sickness becomes so great. Some, it's an accident they have. Maybe they lose a part of their body. It becomes a test for them. Some, it is not that. It's that they lost a close one that was responsible for them. There are several ways Allah is testing people. When He tests you, He is not testing you to defeat you. He is testing you so that you can see and evaluate yourself. Is there anything you are doing that you should abandon? That's why Allah is saying, وَلَنُزِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَيِ دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ. The test that you see in this world is just a blow of what is in the hereafter. Nakhatun, just like you say, you just blow a wind past somebody. It's not the same thing as if you hit the person. Somebody is just passing, you just blow a wind to him. What you see in this world is just like a blow. Nakhatun min azabi rabbik. That when Allah send it to you, then you see the punishment, you see how painful it is, then you should remember the hereafter. That if it's hereafter, but that's how it will be permanent. Then ask yourself, what are you doing that is bad? Quickly abandon it. Allah said, He does this. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that maybe they will return from the evil that they are doing. May Allah make us return from all our evils. May Allah make us to face the correct path of Allah. Jazakallahu khairan wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Somebody wants to know your view regarding recitation of Basmallah and Surat al-Fatiha and other surah during Salat.
My view? No, I don't have a view. I'm a student. I don't have a view. The mazhabs have different positions. Whatever you are going to do in Islam, you have to follow an authority. If you think you are an authority, then you defend yourself in the day of judgment. But there are authorities that Allah Himself has already agreed on. The mazahib, at least the four or five or six mazahib that are popular, the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they agree that anyone you follow, you are okay. Any Sahabat you follow, you are okay. The Prophet said, Ashabi kan nujum bi ayyihimu iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My Sahabas are like stars. Anyone you follow, you are guided. With regards to Fatiha, the mother of Imam Malik says that Fatiha starts from Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That's what he says Fatiha starts from. But the people of the Quran, these ones, is the mother of people of Quran is different from mother of people of Fikr. The mother of people of Tawheed is also different from mother of people of Quran. The mother of people of that repairs the heart, tazkiyah to nafs, they are also different. The mother of people of Usul is also different. For those people of the people of the Quran, they said Bismillah is part of every surah of the Quran except At-Tawbah. That's why in any surah they will write Bismillah Rahman Rahim before they write it. But in Fiqh, Imam Malik says it is not part of Fatiha. Imam Shafi says it is part of a Fatiha to the Kitab. Ahmad bin Hanbal said it is part of a Fatiha to the Kitab. That Imam Shafi, there I say, even if you don't say it, your Fatiha is not complete. So ulama here, some of them that are Malikiya decides to be reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim with Fatiha. Since Imam Malik did not say it, if you recite it, your salah is null. He always said, if you recite it, it's makruh. But your salah is okay. Since there is a mother that is saying, if you don't say it, your salah is not complete, They would rather say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So this is the position. So for me, I'm following the mazhab that my sheikh is following. Sheikh Dahir Bochi, Sheikh Ibrahim Yas. They recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Somebody wants to know the status of fasting regarding in respect of emission of seminal fluid.
If you are fasting and you had a seminal discharge, if you had it because you continuously, you are discussing with a lady, you are looking at her until you got carried away and you had the seminal discharge, then your fasting is null. You still complete that day and you bring back 60 in this place. But if you went to sleep and unconsciously you had a seminal discharge, you wake up, go and bath, continue your fast, nothing has done, nothing is wrong with your fasting. This is what the ulamas have said.
The seminal. The seminal fluid.
The seminal fluid, it has nothing to do with fasting. I say seminal, which one is more serious? If seminal, you have seminal discharge in your dream, it does not affect your fasting, then preseminal discharge will not affect it. But if you have preseminal discharge because you are looking at a lady, then you have to go and check yourself. Nobody will say your fasting is spoiled, but you are not a good person. Get yourself corrected. But if it's during sleep, it doesn't matter. But if it's that you are looking at a lady, because you are asked to abstain from everything when you are fasting. When you see a lady fast, why are you looking at her? What's your business? Even if it's your wife. How many hours? May Allah forgive us our sins. May Allah accept our Ramadan. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah reward our ulama. May Allah reward Sahaba for us. May Allah give direction to our leaders. May Allah bring peace to our country. May Allah bring peace to our campuses. May Allah bring peace to our home. What we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, the house we are going to live in, what we are going to write, may Allah grant them for us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala strengthen Islam and raise Islam. All those that want to bring ruination to Islam, may Allah ruin them. May Allah strengthen Islam with people of truth. May Allah strengthen truth with people of truth. Those that are people of falsehood, may Allah weaken them. بجعل مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين اياك نعبد واياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين امين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما اغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق الحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره للدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله يسلمك. هاي.